Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Saturday sees the funeral and memorial service of the late Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, Nobel Peace Laureate and fierce opponent of apartheid. He spent his later years trying to bridge the divide between white, black and other races in South Africa and was chairperson of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. However, his reputation wasn't always that sterling amongst other communities, including among certain sectors of the Jewish community based on his stance on Palestine. Helping us to dissect this very complicated relationship that the community had with the late Archbishop is Professor Corin Milner, who's the chairperson for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Corin, a very good morning to you and welcome as always to Chai FM.
Morning and morning to your visitor, to your listeners, to me. Morning to your listeners. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful morning.
We're all tired. It's the end of the year. I said yesterday that it was Saturday, so that little faux pas is tiny in comparison. Everybody was wondering why we were broadcasting on the Sabbath, so you can just imagine. So the Archbishop's reputation within the Jewish community, I've seen on our message boards since he passed away, there's been a couple of comments, some disparaging, some encouraging. So it seemed very complex. What is your take on Desmond Tutu in respect of his liaising with the community, his interactions with the community, and vice versa, the community's interactions with him?
So I never personally knew Bishop Tutu, so Archbishop Tutu. So what I did actually when I heard that I was being interviewed today, is I actually thought I would take a bit of time to speak to people from the community who had known him well. And I spoke to Marlene Bethlehem, who was the chairperson of the SADABB at the time of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And I also spoke to Reverend Ann Harris, whose husband, the late Thurl Harris, had a really warm relationship with Desmond Tutu. So I think it's worth sharing, perhaps if you can give me a few minutes, some of their recollections, because I think that really depicts the relationship, initially certainly, that the Jewish community had with Archbishop Tutu. Marlene recalls with tremendous warmth the way that Archbishop Tutu greeted the Jewish delegation to the TRC. He was chairing the session that they were presenting at. And she says he came out of his chair. It was herself. There were two rabbis and Chief Rabbi Harris. He came out of the chair to greet him, to greet them warmly. And that incident had a profound effect on her life. She recalls it with immense clarity. When I spoke to Mrs. Harris, Ann Harris, she gave me a number of lovely stories. The late Chief Rabbi Harris and Archbishop Tutu, it sounds like they had a lovely, warm friendship. She spoke about, for example, and I really enjoyed this story, she spoke about when Nelson Mandela was marrying Graham Shell, and they were getting married on Shabbat on Saturday, and they wanted the Chief Rabbi to give a prayer to officiate at the ceremony, and he explained that he couldn't. And partly through the intervention of Bishop Tutu, he was able to meet with the couple the day before the marriage on Friday afternoon, and he spoke to them about the symbolism of the chuppah, and he spoke to them about Jewish values in marriage, and really introduced a kind of Jewish faith-based approach, and was able to bring Jewish faith-based approaches even at that level in government. So I think that if we go back to those recollections and those memories, he certainly was somebody who recognized and had an excellent relationship with some leaders in the Jewish community, and his key role in the TRC and in the time that he was actually Archbishop before he retired was one of tremendous warmth. Later, of course, there were some severe disagreements.
And therein comes the controversy with regards to his standpoint on the Palestinian situation. What is your take on that?
So obviously I think that I think that Arthur Link wrote a very interesting article recently where he spoke about the Archbishop's views on Israel being quite clouded And I think that that's probably the way I would describe it. Obviously, we strongly disagree with his position on Israel and some other statements that he made. But I don't really think that this is the moment for the community to be focusing on those issues. The Archbishop's legacy was a tremendous legacy for South Africans, all South Africans, Jewish and non-Jewish alike. I'm not sure about how much people understand, but how much they recognize the role that the TRC played and the Archbishop played in a peaceful transition to democracy. We can't allow our later disagreements with the Archbishops, and I'm not making any bones of the fact there were very, very strong disagreements, but we can't allow our later disagreements with the Archbishop to overcome the incredibly important role he played in the transition to democracy in South Africa.
Karen, you said it perfectly. You've basically summed up what's so critically important is that a person can't be judged merely on one aspect of their life. We have to look at it over the entire period. And a lot of good has come out of what we've seen the Archbishop engage with. You know, a term that we take for granted in South Africa, being that of the Rainbow Nation, was coined by him. He was about reconciliation, and perhaps some people may find his opinion clouded, but he once said something that I found fascinating. He said, an enemy is a friend waiting to be made. And I think perhaps there may have even been frustration at seeing what was happening in the Middle East not leading to a kind of change that he never thought could be possible in South Africa, yet did happen. We went through that peaceful transformation after Kadesa during the 92, 93, 94 period. And I think maybe he was simplifying the whole Israeli-Palestinian issue.
So he definitely, there's no question he was a man of peace. And I think that's very, very important to point out. He was brutally honest. We certainly aren't the only community who disagreed with Archbishop Tutu on a number of issues. He was brutally honest very often. Many people have disagreed with him, and we certainly disagree with him, as I said before. But there's no question in my mind that he's a man of peace. He also, while many comments have been made about his pro-Palestinian stance, he was also a man who very much supported the right of Israel to exist with insecure borders. So he was a complex man. I think that he understood and knew, and his role in South Africa was phenomenal. We owe him a great debt of gratitude, actually, for what he did in South Africa. I think that his role subsequent to his retirement was something different. And as South African Jews, our focus really is particularly after his death. Now he's just died. His family is grieving, and our focus really should be on that contribution that he has made.
I really honestly believe that you've summed it up so incredibly well in respect of the duty to his country. Yes, there was some controversy later in his life once he had retired, but we can never, ever, ever hold back on our gratitude in respect of what he's done for South Africa as a whole.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think that we need to be a community that recognizes and can disagree and disagree publicly, which we did at the time and still do, disagree publicly with the stance that someone takes, as well as a community that doesn't only look at a time of this nature, that doesn't only look to our own concerns, which really weren't Archbishop Tutu's legacy. Archbishop Tutu's legacy was the end of apartheid and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And I think that we really need to look at that legacy. Now is the time to look at the broad legacy rather than the later disagreements that we had.
Professor Karen Molnar, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to chat to our listeners. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I wish you all the best for 2022.
Absolute pleasure, and same to you and to all the High FM listeners. Thank you so much.
Professor Karen Molnar is the chairperson for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.